Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
That's Luke Combs and Back in the Saddle, a very apt song for Luke and his, well, growing family.
Breaking baby news, Luke and his wife Nicole are expecting baby number 3. We shared this on our Instagram stories as well, where they're sharing the news with their two boys, Tex and Beau, that they're going to become big brothers. It's super cute with the boys putting their arms up like they're super excited as they look at the little sonogram. It's adorable.
Luke and his wife Nicole Combs's first son is named Tex Lawrence Combs. And the second son is Bo Lee Combs. I mean, Tex and Bo.
Yeah.
Those are tough names,
I
man.
Love those names. But it's not the only breaking baby news. Scotty McCreery and his wife Gabby welcomed their second little baby, a little boy named Oliver Cook. His big brother is Avery. Oliver is like unbelievably perfect. You know, some babies, when they're born, they're like, whew, yeah, that was a workout, right?
Let's wait it out. Let's go see the baby a couple months.
It happens all the time. But their little boy is just like unbelievably like perfect. Like, hey, how's it going? So glad to be here.
So we've talked about this on the air before. I was a big, big boy. My mom is very, very small. My mom's not even 5 feet tall. I was 9 pounds, ooh, 8 ounces.
Oh, John.
And I know. And as a result of that, I was not easy to deliver. And mm-hmm. as a result of that, I had bruises. My mom had a lot of recovery afterwards. So the newborn pictures of me.
Yeah.
It's like, God almighty, that's me. I got one eye over here, one over there. My head's like looks like a candy corn.
Let's just say you went on an adventure, right? It totally looks like it.
It looks like, well, there's a reason why when my first baby picture, they put my little fist up like I'm punching somebody.
Yeah.
And they call it, in parentheses underneath, the champ. And yeah, the only reason it wasn't called Rocky is because it was before Rocky was made. But yes, I looked like I went through a boxing match. I was
exactly.
So beat up.
Exactly. Anyway.
So I'm glad Scotty McCreery's baby's perfect.
You know, my youngest son, he was over 9 pounds when he was born, but I ended up having to have a cesarean because of his giant head. So he was like this perfectly little round-headed baby because he didn't have to go through that comes with being delivered. But anyway, congratulations to both. You can see the pictures on John and Tammy's Instagram.
833-287-1037. We have a chance for you to go to Legoland and check out Brick or Treat. Bring your family, too. And it's not even really a chance. Just call and take on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, and win or lose, that's where you're going to go. Win, you have $100. 833-287-1037. It's Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. It's John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
O'Hearn to right field, and deep. It is back. It is gone. Grand slam. Ryan O'Hearn, 4-0 San Diego. One swing of the bat.
O'Hearn? Oh, yeah.
Well, if this is a little tune-up for Padres playoff baseball, thank you. I'll take it. Ryan O'Hearn, one of our new guys from the trade deadline, goes yard. Grand slam, first inning. This is the NL Central champion Milwaukee Brewers we're talking about. That's all we needed. First inning, 4-0. It's nice to see us score a lot of runs in the first for a change.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder what it's going to be like today. John and I are both going to the game today. Super excited to be there.
You know, I was thinking about that because we're both in the playoffs at this point, but you want people to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
So yesterday, the Padres, Mike Schilt, in a move I agreed with, he didn't call me or ask my opinion, but he rested a lot of guys. Manny was on the bench yesterday. Fernando Tatis Jr. is sick. He hasn't been in the building for the last couple of days. They had to FaceTime him from the clubhouse on Monday night when they clinched. He couldn't make it. He has been out of the lineup. So I don't know what we're going to see today is the moral of the story, Tammy.
It'll be interesting. And the Brewers are kind of in that same position too, right, where they don't need to take a chance of anybody getting injured either.
No. They've clinched the division. Yeah. There's no way anybody can even catch them. We're still in a division race. While there's a very small chance we can still get it, So, you know, hang in there.
John, bring your glove.
Bring my glove.
And then, you know, if they're thinking maybe we want to give someone a rest, you can offer to jump in for them.
Well, if they saw the first pitch I threw out earlier this year, I'm sure my phone will not be ringing.
Okay.
Besides,
well,
I can't.
Pitch.
Besides, I can't leave the stands today. It's my final regular season Padres game of the season.
Oh, that's right. There'll be fanfare for you, honey.
It's awesome. I can't wait. B, I've got my ride or die. I'm bringing my daughter Abby with us. I haven't gotten to go to a game just one on one with Abby this entire season.
Nice.
Last year we went to a dozen games together. This year it just hasn't been able to work out. So yes. It's all happening today, baby.
Would you like me to eat a hot dog for you today?
I would.
So that you can have a salad.
Yeah. The mocking continues. You can make fun of me all you want. The Padres are in the postseason, and that's all I care about.
Exactly.
First pitch today is at 1:10. If you see Tam, if you see me at the ballpark, say hi. It'll be hard to miss us. We accidentally dressed alike. Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, gee, darn, we're both wearing Padres jerseys.
Yeah, but
I've got
so many jerseys I can pick from. We pick the exact same one. Our names are even on the back of it.
Okay.
We can't sit next to each other.
We are sitting next to each other.
No.
So we are.
Oh, no.
But listen, please, when you see us too, give us a high five because we're still on that quest to hit 100,000 high five.
Go Padres. If you can't get to the game today because, work, it's a 1:10 game, you can check out the game, every pitch of the game, on our sister station, 97.3 The Fan. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Lakeside. Say good morning to Olivia. Good morning, Olivia.
Good morning, John.
Olivia, would you do me a favor and kick Tammy out of our studio?
Bye-bye, Tammy.
All right. Good luck, Olivia.
All right, Olivia.
Thank
five
you,
pop
too.
Culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You're going to get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street in Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, a garage door and gate store.com. Also want to let you know, Olivia, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Bring It On, the movie, celebrated its 25th anniversary. The film starred Kirsten Dunst and Gabrielle Union. What sport was Bring It On about?
Dancing.
Happy birthday to Jason Alexander, who played George on Seinfeld. What was George's last name?
Oh, my goodness. I don't know. It's me.
Gigi Hadid celebrated her daughter with Zayn Malik's fifth birthday over the weekend. What boy band was Zayn a part of?
Backstreet Boys.
Fans are calling John Cena's comments on parenting refreshing. He basically said he's too busy to be a great parent and it wouldn't be fair to the child. One of John's projects is starring as the title character in this HBO Max superhero show. What's it called?
Oh my gosh. I have no idea. So let me guess. I don't know. Superhero show. An HBO. Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Olivia, stop putting so much pressure on yourself. You're okay. It's fine. The cast of Dawson's Creek reunited for one night on Broadway in partnership with F Cancer. At the end of the evening, the cast all sang the infamous song, I Don't Want to Wait, from the show.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be?
Sings that song.
I recognize the voice. I just can't put it together. I will say, Whitney Houston. It's not, but I'm just guessing.
You know what? That's all you can do. Let's get Tam back in, Olivia. Olivia, let's focus on the positive. You have a beautiful, lovely name.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
You're welcome. I've always always been fond of the name Olivia. Tammy, lovely named Olivia. I struck out with her today.
Oh,
I struck out with her. I was like beating my head against a brick wall. Oh. 0 for 5. I'm sorry, Olivia. It was me, not you. I'll change.
Okay.
Wow. Timmy, bring it on. Celebrate his 25th anniversary over the weekend. The film starred Kirsten Dunst and Gabrielle Union. What sport was Bring It On about?
Cheerleading.
Yeah, cheerleading. Olivia went with dancing. I couldn't do it. I'm sorry. Most of that film filmed right here in the beautiful city of San Diego, California. 1-0, Tammy. Happy birthday to Jason Alexander, who played George on Seinfeld. What was George's last name?
Costanza.
Is right. 2-0. Gigi Hadid. I didn't really just say Gigi, did
you
I?
You did.
Gigi Hadid celebrated her daughter with Zayn Malik's 5th birthday over the weekend. What boy band was Zayn part of?
One Direction.
One Direction is right. 3-0. Fans are calling John Cena's comments on parenting, quote, refreshing. He basically said he's too busy to be a great parent and it wouldn't be fair to the child. Bravo, dude. One of John's projects is starring as the title character in this HBO Max superhero show. What's it called?
Oh, I'm going to kick myself, but I can't think of it.
It's called Peacemaker. Olivia did not know either. 4-0. And finally, the cast of Dawson's Creek reunited for one night on Broadway to partnership with F Cancer. At the end of the evening, the cast all sang the infamous song, I Don't Want to Wait.
I don't want to wait for our lives to be over. I want to know right now, what will it be?
Who sings that song?
I don't remember her name.
I will know that name until I die. It's Paula Cole. And the reason why is because I worked for a radio station when that song was huge that played that song every 3 minutes. I'm not even joking. In fact, when I hear
that would
somebody.
Be nothing but that song.
Yeah, well, trust me, that's what it felt like. No offense, Paula Cole, if you're listening on the Odyssey app.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, when somebody to this day says something like with the words, I don't want to wait in it, like
that
for example,
your
ma'am, your table will be about 30 minutes.
Yeah, I don't want to wait.
For your life to be over. To this day, I do that, as you just saw. All right, today, Olivia, Tammy beats you by a score of 4-0. You're not going to get any of her money, but we got a great prize for you.
You're going to love this, honey. You now have a family 4-pack of tickets to unleash your inner monster at Legoland, California for the Halloween season.
It's awesome. Thank you so much.
All right, Olivia. You're welcome so much. Have a wonderful day. Keep on being lovely. Before you leave, Thank you. I have to have you say this.
I'm Olivia in Lakeside, and I flunked out on Tammy's College on Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option. That's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When a coworker reaches out to you and asks to be a friend on social media, are you obligated, because you are a coworker, to accept that friendship?
I say no.
833-287-1037. I mean, it's the right thing to do.
Is it?
Yeah, you work with this person every day. You see them more sometimes than you see your closest friends.
Yeah. Well, I disagree with you. I don't think it's necessarily the right thing to do, or you're obligated. Maybe you just don't do anything with each other outside of work.
Exact circumstance happening right now. In my friend's requested page, uh-huh, I've got one of our coworkers who I've got no problem with. I just don't know that well. And I'm trying to filter down the unnecessary, I hate to say that, but you know, the people on my friends list that I don't
I've
even
never
really
met
know.
Them. Yeah. I just know who they are, but we don't have anything, you know, that we hang
Does
out
Does that make
do
us
together?
Sound grumpy? If you have to ask who this person is that's liking my stuff, maybe you shouldn't be friends with them if you have to ask who they are.
Yeah, that's a great point.
Well, anyway, I know who this person is. I don't know. I'm kind of like hemming and hawing about the whole thing. And I'm wondering, why do I feel obligated just because this person's my coworker? I've got nothing against this person. I don't know.
Yeah.
Tell us who it is.
No.
Say your name.
No.
We'll bleep it out. We'll bleep it out.
That's unnecessary.
Just tell Tammy and I. We'll bleep it out.
Okay. It's...
Oh, that's harmless.
I guess the reason why I'm hesitating is only pure stubbornness, because I'm thinking the only reason why you would accept this is because you work with this person. Mm. I mean, we don't hang.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't share pictures of my kids or any certain accomplishments. I wish this person nothing but the best. I have no ill will whatsoever. I guess I'm just kind of indifferent.
Yeah. Okay.
So I'm asking this. Am I a jerk? Because I'm wondering now if this person walks by me and in their head says, you can't accept my friendship now? What's going on? You know, because I think I might be that way. I think if I asked you to be my friend, Tammy, if I didn't know you that well, and I worked with you, and you did not accept my friendship, I would walk by thinking, why can't she accept my friendship?
Hmm.
I might even say something. Are we obligated as coworkers to accept requests for friendship on socials just because we work together?
Are you afraid, John, that if you accept a friendship, then all of a sudden there's going to be lots of communication through that social media, like sending messages and things like that?
I don't know. I don't know this person's social media habits. Yeah. Here's why. It's because, oh boy, in today's day and age especially, some people choose to overshare things on social or share things that I don't want to know about.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that person would be an oversharer.
Here's the deal. I don't know. That's why. I would prefer to not know rather than be unpleasantly surprised and say, really? That's what you feel?
I don't think that person is an oversharer, but I do think that that person would want to communicate a lot through social media.
I have had a couple of instances where I have accepted friend requests from coworkers, and all of a sudden, some of the stuff that they post or they tag me in, I'm like, whoa. I'm just trying to explain this because I'm not an antisocial guy. I'm not a jerk, and I genuinely like everybody I work with.
Mm-hmm. And by the way, you can set it up so people can't tag you without your permission.
All right. Well, that's way over my head.
Oh my God.
833-287-1037. Let's focus on the topic at hand here, okay? Please. Are you obligated to say yes to a coworker when they request your friendship on socials? 833-287-1037. Are you obligated to accept a coworker's friend request on socials? 833-287-1037.
Brett in Lakeside. John is a little hesitant to accept a certain coworker's friend request.
Let's keep me out of this.
Just because he's not sure.
Just in case this person is walking by right now. Mm-hmm.
That's why we're talking about it.
Let's take me out of the equation. In general. Go ahead, Brett.
In general, here's my thoughts. Anyone that you work with or that's a client or a vendor business relationship, they're on LinkedIn. That's all you need. Your personal life is separate. That can be Instagram. That can be Facebook or any other, needless time wasters.
I started a LinkedIn account years ago when I was looking for work. I mean, I'm talking years ago, and I've never checked.
You mean last week when you said open to work?
I haven't ever even checked it. Every once in a while, I'll get an email saying that someone's looked at your LinkedIn. I don't even. Yeah. Thank you for that. It's not an option for me right now, but I appreciate that, Brett. Thanks, pal.
Sean, are you obligated to accept a coworker's friend request?
I'm actually quite the opposite. When I join a company, no one is allowed on my social media from that company.
Oh.
And is that just your personal preference, or are you just rather antisocial, no offense?
No, it's the fact is life, your personal life is your personal life, and work is work. So if someone leaves the company and comes back, then they're off the social media. But if they leave the company, I'll be their friend again.
Okay. It makes sense. I get it.
Because you don't know, like, he went to get a coffee at 11. He went to, he said he loves stretching at 4 p.m. And then all of a sudden you're in trouble.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Sean.
So Sean's like, better to keep work out of everything social.
That makes sense to me. Susan in Mira Mesa, what's your take on are you obligated to accept a friend request from a coworker?
Absolutely not. And if that person gets butt hurt, then you just dodged a bullet because that's sensitive Sally.
Thank you, Susan.
How did you know it was Sally who requested?
All right. Thank you, honey. Amy, are you obligated to accept a friend request from a coworker on social media?
Absolutely not. I mean, the question, John, is, do you have everybody else that you work with on your Facebook?
That's a really good question. And the answer to that is I've got some of my coworkers on Facebook. That's such a good question. Mm-hmm. I was just thinking that in my head. Come on, don't be a hypocrite.
No, because personally, I don't let everybody on my Facebook. It's for me and my close friends and family. You know, I don't want everybody seeing my stuff. And my account's private.
I will say this, in my defense, the people with whom I am friends with here, who I work with and on social, I have done things socially with them. I consider them friends that I would be friends with even if I didn't work here. Is that better?
That makes sense, but it sounds like if that person is reaching out to you, it's because they want to do more things with you.
I know.
Or maybe they just want to have 5,000 friends.
That'll make me feel less guilty if that's the case.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you for your call.
Thank you so much.
I think I'm going to let it rest for
let
a while.
Let it sit for a little
let
while?
Let it rest. And all if right. this person approaches me, which they have every right to do, I guess, I will then,
oh my God, your friend requested me? I didn't even see that.
I don't even check that stuff. OMG. I hope you don't listen to the show. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Oh my God, look at that dog. I know, I have burgers. He smells them.
Yep, that pretty much explains exactly Tammy's mindset as we got high fives yesterday. What a perfect place to go, a veterinary hospital in El Cajon. In this case, Care and Comfort Veterinary Hospital in El Cajon.
And of course, I got distracted immediately by the giant bulldog that was in the waiting room.
Who's this?
Hoagie.
Hi, Hoagie. Oh my God.
Hoagie's like, I want some of those smash burgers.
This is such an awesome surprise.
Yeah. Oh, really cool. Great. Oh, I love it. I love it.
Long-term KSON fan.
Oh, well, you get two high fives for that one.
So tell us a little bit about where we're at.
You guys are at Care and Comfort Veterinary Hospital. We are a small animal practice here in El Cajon. We have a wonderful team here. We do a variety of medicine, including general health, preventative care, mm-hmm. but also emergency and urgent care services, surgery, dentistry.
Yeah.
We have a wonderful team.
I was kind of like trying to make out with a big bulldog who was out there. His name, Hoagie.
Hoagie?
Yes. Hoagie? I thought it was Hoagie. I thought that fit him too because he looks like a big Hoagie sandwich. He was awesome. Yes.
So the dog wasn't named Hoagie?
No, Hoagie.
Oh, Hoagie.
But he looks like a Hoagie.
I think I like Hoagie better. Can we talk the owner into changing the name maybe? Well, whether it's Hoagie or Pogie or Togie or whatever, he was digging those smash burgers, at least the smell of those smash burgers, poor guy.
No, he laid right down on the ground and kind of like rubbed my belly. Give me some of them burgers.
We would love to come and high-five you. And man, we have been spoiling you. We started off with burritos from Baja Rick's. Then we switched to ice cream sundaes on a Monday from Handel's. Now it's smash burgers from, well, Smash Burger.
Mm-hmm.
We love you.
So if you would like us to come visit you, just sign up at KSON.com.
However, we do need a high five. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Joy is in Escondido. Good morning, Joy.
Hi.
Joy, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, please leave. Thank you so much.
You bet. Good luck, honey.
So polite. Joy, I've got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tam. You're going to get $100 thanks to a Garage Door and Gate Store, Main Street and Lakeside. For custom gates and garage doors, at garagedoorandgatestore.com. Also want to remind you, all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds great.
All right, Joy, Jelly Roll's son's team just lost a game in flag football, but luckily Jelly was there to give everyone a pep talk. Is Jelly in his 30s or 40s?
Jelly is in his 40s.
Ray Charles would have had a birthday yesterday. The legendary singer passed away in 2004. What actor won the Oscar for playing Ray Charles in the movie Ray?
Sorry, I don't remember his name. I could see his face, but I don't remember his name. Sorry.
All right. A list of family Halloween movies for every age range includes Hotel Transylvania for little kids. Who is the star of Hotel Transylvania voicing the role of Count Dracula?
Adam Sandler.
Bruce Springsteen turned 76 yesterday. Bruce is an Oscar winner for writing and singing the song from this Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington movie. What is it?
Forrest Gump.
And finally, Sarah McLachlan was the first musical guest to perform as Jimmy Kimmel returned to the air last night. What festival is Sarah known for founding for women artists?
Sorry, I don't know.
Let's get Tam back in. All right, Joy, I heard a helper there in the background. Who you got with you?
I have my two sons, Daniel and James, and I'm calling for them. They want to go to Legoland.
Well, yay! Of course. That's taken care of. Either way, you got that, so good for you, Mom. And in the meantime, Tammy, Joy and her sons did 2 out of 5.
Okay.
Jelly Roll's son's team just lost a game in flag football, but luckily Jelly was there to give everyone a pep talk. Of course he was.
Mm-hmm.
You want to hear it?
Okay, go
you
ahead.
You got good days and you got bad days, but above everything, you have fun and you stick together.
Oh, okay.
Is Jelly in his 30s or 40s?
Ooh. Hmm. 30s.
He's actually 40 years old, and Joy knew that. So it's 1-0 Joy. Here we go. Ray Charles would have had a birthday yesterday. The legendary singer passed away in 2004. What actor won the Oscar for playing Ray Charles in the movie Ray?
Jamie Foxx.
I mean, he became Ray Charles. It was uncanny. 1-1, Joy did not remember. A list of family Halloween movies for every age range includes Hotel Transylvania for little kids. Who is the star of Hotel Transylvania voicing the role of Count Dracula?
Is that Adam Sandler?
Adam Sandler is right. Joy knew that. 2-2. Bruce Springsteen turned 76 yesterday. Bruce is an Oscar winner for writing and singing the song from this Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington movie. What is it?
Philadelphia. I was shocked yesterday when I heard it was his birthday that you weren't mentioning it all day yesterday.
I mentioned it today. 76. He got my card. What?
Belated.
It is now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Sarah McLachlan was the first musical guest to perform as Jimmy Kimmel returned to the air last night. What festival is Sarah known for founding for women artists?
Lilith Fair.
Lilith Fair is correct. Joy did not remember. Today we finished with a score of Tammy 4, Joy 2. Joy, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but you're taking your sons to Legoland.
You have 4 tickets now for Legoland, California, and you can attend the not-so-scary Brick-or-Treat Monster Party.
Wow, thank you so much.
Hey, do us a favor, just to stroke our egos, go say hi to Mini Lego John and Mini Lego Tammy in San Diego Miniland, okay?
Yeah. Would love to.
All right, we're right next to the ticket booth at the San Diego County Fairgrounds.
Okay, wonderful.
Right on. In the meantime...
Oops, sorry.
Wow.
That was an accident.
Tammy did not like my blatant begging. In the meantime, unfortunately, I have to have you say this.
I'm Joy in Escondido, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at Bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
After the show on Friday, Tam and I will be heading to Washington, D.C. to be an Honor Flight Guardian again. I am absolutely so excited. This is, even though it's my 5th time, every time it's totally completely different and equally awesome. So for that, I'm so excited.
So one of the great things is getting to see families who come together with Honor Flight. And I remember my very first Honor Flight trip that I did. My youngest son at the time, who was 16, became a guardian for a veteran. And
so
we got
great.
To do it together. It was such an amazing bonding experience. And that's the same thing that is going to happen for Patty and her daughter, Brooke. Patty's in La Mesa. Patty, have you been a guardian before?
I have not. And I am so thrilled to be honored to support a veteran going on this flight.
So, Patty, tell us how you got involved with Honor Flight San Diego.
Well, it started a couple of years ago. My daughter actually was the one that got me involved. Through her work, she was asked to go and support the veterans when they came back from Washington in the San Diego airport.
Yeah, the San Diego Honor Flight Homecoming is absolutely legendary, and we invite everybody out there Sunday afternoon. We'll have more on that in just a bit.
So I went with her. We held signs up, greeted them as they came down through the baggage claim area. To see them walking down the stairs or in their wheelchairs with their guardians, it just touched my heart so much. And at the time, I told my daughter it would be so exciting to be involved with us. And this year, she has been chosen by her employer to be a guardian. She told me that she was going, and I'm like, wait, I want to go too. So I emailed and I said, oh my gosh, I would love to be part of this, and it would be awesome to have a mother-daughter team on board. And so I submitted all my paperwork, and they came back and they said, congratulations, we'd like to ask you to be a guardian to one of the veterans. And I said, I'll take it.
This is great. We are so excited for you. The fact that you get to do this with your daughter, I'm so when Tammy talked to me about doing it with Grayson years ago, I was so envious, and I was happy for her. I'm happy for you. And the fact that you have witnessed the emotion of a San Diego Honor Flight Homecoming from the audience's point of view, and we're touched by that. Oh, you're going to be so blown away as you're walking through that line, that receiving line. It's a completely different feeling. I can't even describe it. All I can tell you right now is, despite the fact this will be my fifth time, I'm getting chills right now speaking about it to you. So
now, Patty, you got to meet your guardian the other day, and tell us where you met him at and what was that surrounding it, because you shared an awesome picture with us.
We get notification who our veteran will be and kind of a little glimpse of his life. So I reached out to him and told him that I was going to be his guardian on the trip, and I was very excited to meet him. And he said, well, I'm a car buff, that I will have a car in the car show at Point Loma at Liberty Station. So Sunday, I took off early morning and met him at the car show, and I said, it's so great to meet you. And of course, we gave a big hug, and he's so excited to be part of this as well.
You know, Patty, you and your daughter, you'll be changed by this. Like John was saying, it's so different from the other side. I mean, it's amazing to witness when we see the homecomings, but getting to be a part of it. So a bit of advice, when you start coming down that escalator, you will burst into tears. You definitely will. I remember that. Overcome with emotion and how I started crying. I'm like, what's going on? I look back at my son. He's crying.
Yeah, that's the reason I always keep my sunglasses on.
We're looking forward to experiencing this with you. We can't wait to meet you on Friday.
Yes.
And good luck. We will have a great time this weekend in D.C.
Yes, I'm so looking forward to it. And thank you so much for reaching out to me. I can't wait.
All right, Patty, we'll see you and your daughter Brooke there, our newest Honor Flight Guardians, taking the flight with us Friday with Honor Flight San Diego. Now, you heard Patty talk about how special the Honor Flight San Diego homecoming is. That homecoming is open to the public. We are scheduled to arrive at San Diego International Airport Terminal 2. We're going to have 90 World War II, Korean War, and Vietnam War veterans with us. We're scheduled to arrive by 1:15. You're going to want to be there by noon because we're always early. The homecoming is free to attend, open to you, and family friendly. And all you have to do is park in the Terminal 2 parking structure and say, I am with Honor Flight San Diego for their homecoming, and your parking is free. This Sunday, get there by noon at the San Diego International Airport Terminal 2. You're not going to be disappointed. I promise you that. And for more information, honorflightsandiego.org. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. I promised myself I wasn't going to do this anymore this season. I actually promised my girlfriend and roommate, Sam, I wasn't going to be doing this anymore this season.
You going to let me guess?
I think you can probably figure it out, but go ahead.
I'm going to guess it's buying another piece of Padres clothing.
I mean, kind of just laid it out there. Maybe you are the same way I am. When we clinched on Monday, the second we clinched, most of the Padres players had the super sharp October baseball Padres t-shirt on as they were being interviewed. Sam and I were watching the end of the game, and she's like, seriously, why aren't you on the phone ordering that right now?
Uh-huh.
Well, I was. But I can't. It's not going to be here till like the middle of October. And by that point, I'd like to think we'll still be playing, but I don't know. So today, Tam and I are going to the Padres game. We are going to watch the Padres hopefully sweep the Milwaukee Brewers. I love afternoon baseball. And if I see that October SD baseball shirt in brown, white, and yellow at Petco today, Yeah, yeah, you bet I'm buying that shirt. I just don't think there's going to be any available. It's kind of a hot commodity, hence the fact I can't get one shipped to me till the middle of October. Why are you laughing at me?
Because that's why you want it even more, because you can't have it right
now. Exactly. Well, I want it more because it'll bother Sam. although I do have a deal. For every new Padres gear I bring in, I have to get rid of two others.
Okay.
So that's a difficult decision at this point.
I bet it is.
Because I donated about three garbage bags full of Padres clothes.
Good
when
Lord.
I moved. Yeah, I got a problem.
We've been here for almost
15 years. Yes. Ever since we've been here, I've thrown myself headfirst into Padres fandom. That's a lot of different uniforms, a lot of different colors. We were a totally different color scheme when we first moved here, Tam.
It's so weird because in Facebook memories, on John and Tammy's Facebook memories yesterday,
I saw that
the video that popped up was with the Padres, and they had me change from my Brewers t-shirt because I moved here from Wisconsin into a Padres shirt and jacket.
It's so fitting that we are going to the game together today. Because it is Padres v. Brewers, but because that video all those years ago was made before a Padres v. Brewers series, and they were a totally different color. They were a totally different team. And by the way,
they white navy.
I
know, but I loved those colors.
When we went to that game on a Wednesday afternoon, there were probably, I don't know, 4,000 people, maybe. Tickets were nothing. Parking was $10.
Yeah.
I don't mind that times have changed, although I wouldn't mind paying $10 for tickets, but I'll be stoked to be at a sold-out Petco Park this afternoon to watch our boys win and hopefully wearing that brand-new October Baseball Padres t-shirt.
So if you see us at the game today, please come up, say hi, give us a high five. We'd love to add that to our goal of 100,000 high fives.
And by the way, my daughter is going to be with me, so feel free to ask her to take the picture of us together. She'll love that. Won't annoy her at all. Go Pods! John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.